4. Jake didn't know what to say to that, just watched Calvin walk away, shaking his head. Coach blew his whistle and said he'd see everybody tomorrow, bright and early. Jake didn't even stop for a drink, just headed for the parking lot. Tim Mathers had said he'd give Jake and Nate a ride home. Jake felt a hand on his shoulder, was about to turn and tell Nate he didn't need any more pep talks, not today. But then he saw it was Ray Jessup, the team's new offensive coordinator, a former Granger wide receiver, not even 30 years old yet, but already having gone into coaching. And you could see two things about Coach J already, in just a week. One was how much Coach McCoy trusted him to call plays. The other was how enthusiastic he was. Jake said, "Coach, I stopped watching after a while. My throw come down yet?" Ray Jessup smiled. "I think you might have taken out one of the cheerleaders doing the pyramid." Shrugged like it was no big deal, said, "You tried to make it too perfect is all." "Ended up doing the opposite." "But you made two third down plays when you had to. That's what I took away from today." Giving Jake a little fist pump. "You maybe. Not me." "You're going to get better," Coach said. "Yeah," Jake said. "One of these years." "No, I mean you're going to get better today," Coach said. "Stick around after the other guys are gone." "I was going to catch a ride with Tim." "Let's you and me have a little game of catch," Coach said. "I'll give you a ride home. Not like I don't know the way. I used to work summers at the ranch for your grandpa." "Coach, I'm a whoop dog." "You just think you are," smiled and said. "Come on, dog. You gotta love it." Some days, Jake wasn't so sure how much he really loved it. Jake was too tired to still be on the field after all his buddies were gone. The day was too hot even for Granger, a town Jake had always thought of as the brown grass capital of Texas, which meant it was probably the brown grass capital of the world. Plus, they'd spent the first hour and a half of practice today doing conditioning drills in full pads, coach telling them that the heat wasn't going anywhere even when the season started up for real. And he was still kicking himself for missing Calvin the way he had, by a country mile.